Hello and welcome to Adam Ophinus. This is episode 145. And in today's episode, we're going to be going through just something I can talk about. Not really advice given, not anything self-help, just something, a interesting story that I came across. Of course, I'm quite a big fan of Jordan Peterson, mainly because of not really his political views. I don't get involved in politics, but more to do with his thought on behavior, psychology, mindset, that type of thing. You get the idea. And there was something that came up recently about him having been taken off and having social media training. You've probably heard about it. And we're going to go into it now, because a lot of it has to do with his college that he's in Ontario. And basically, the psychologists there, the teachers there and whatnot, they didn't like the posts and tweets he was putting out there. So they decided to get the jury involved and requested that he has social media training. They don't want to stop his license. They just wanted to have social media training. So a lot of you may be unfamiliar exactly what happened. So that's exactly what we're going to be going through in this episode. And what's coming that. So it was going on for a couple of months, the speculation of what would happen. It was speculation that Jordan Peterson, he was had some controversy with some people online with the statements that he was making and whatnot. Now, the first thing, the way they say it paints him as a bad guy. And unless you've actually watched Jordan Peterson, this is why it's so important not to judge someone and just to actually watch and make up your own mind if they're good and if they're of less trouble or not. But Jordan Peterson has provided, in my opinion, a lot of knowledge, advice, and quite literally helped millions of people improve and even save their own lives. And Jordan Peterson is, he didn't decide to just randomly become a psychologist. There's a reason why he became a psychologist, Of course, a lot of people just choose a job because they like it, but he had a deep reason. And one of the biggest reasons was because he was a very big alcoholic when he was young, around when he was my age, actually. When he was, he spent his teen years and whatnot, going to school, college, he got a great degree and whatnot. And he hung around with a lot of liberals. So he was actually a liberal then. I think he spent like 1 or 2 years as a liberal. And then he stopped being a liberal because he saw other liberals and how they were living, and didn't want to live the same lifestyle, basically. He said he was appalled by it, and he wouldn't wish anyone to be like that. Now, of course, I don't get involved in politics, so I'm not going to say anything about that. That was just what he said. Then, after a while, he lost purpose. He didn't know what he wanted to do. So he went into alcoholism. And he said that's often one of the biggest reasons which causes people to go into bad behaviors, such as addictions. All addictions are different, but his one was alcoholism. He got into alcoholism, had lots of alcohol and whatnot, and I think he had that for a couple of years. And I think by the time he was 25, he still had his degree and whatnot, he wanted to start his own psychology profession. So he would get a couple of students, he would get a couple of people who he would support. And he really started his career off that. He started his career off, he had his own psychology practice. And he would obviously help people with their psychology, and he would provide ways for them to improve themselves. And that's how he started his own business. He then went to the University of Ontario. I think he's gone to other universities as well. And that's when he started to build his studying practice. And this is where he actually started to get most of his popularity from. It wasn't from the single clients that he's got from a psychology business. It was from his studying as a teacher in university, which got him his popularity. He started recording his lectures. They were very, very long. They were like 1 to 2 hour long lectures, but they were very popular because of the amount of wisdom and knowledge they provided. And what's most interesting is, if you look at some of the stuff he said, it's pretty much all things that have been repeated thousands and thousands of years ago, from great philosophers to great warriors, leaders, noblemen, people who we memorize today, from the Epictetus, Socrates, to Julius Caesar, Marcus Aurelius, people who we see as creating some of the fundamental thoughts to an improved psychology, a better mindset, better happiness, better confidence and whatnot. And it's so powerful that the more you think about it, when situations come and you're unsure, you feel anxious, those ways of thinking actually help a lot. Like the emotion of anxiety or fear completely goes away, or overstimulated anger or ego goes away. So it's powerful what he's done. And I think he's modernized it. He's taught it in a way which we can all understand. I'm sure if he taught like a philosopher from thousands of years ago, it wouldn't make any sense. And people would probably be quite bored, actually. But he spent many years as a professor in psychology, and a couple of his videos got very popular. And this is when he started to get interviewed by TV hosts. He wasn't actually invited. He started to do online business and events and talk events after the interviews, because the interviews and the lectures have really well gotten popular. And of course, businesses, they want big names, they want high credibility, and he was known for that. So once he got loads of popularity on those TV interviews, that's when they decided to invite him over. You can, if you just search up Jordan Peterson interview, there's some with like 50, 60 million views, some with like 20 million views, 30 million views, 40 million views. But every one of his interviews has a couple of million in views. So that's how you know them. People really like this guy, right? They find what he says extremely valuable. Often when people fail to have motivation, they fall to Jordan Peterson. So whether you like him or not, you can't say that he's not influential without a shadow of a doubt. And of course, as you get more popular, as you get into more business events, as you make more money, it is harder to tame the ego, because you know your self-importance gets very high and you start thinking very highly of yourself. And, you know, all these different types of things. However, it's actually very important to lower the ego as much as possible, because it leads to problems like this. Now, can Jordan Peterson say all the things he wanted to say in a more subtle and not so hostile way and still be know what he's doing and not have to go through social media training? Of course. That's why things like politics and religion isn't something worthy of getting into. It causes you to get into problems just like this. But I think for Jordan Peterson, it's not really about that. It's more doing what is right, or what he believes to be right. And it's also more of doing what is truthful and what is damaging the views. And he certainly knows that. And he obviously talks about it and whatnot. But what happened is the Ontario court, so the Ontario University, the teachers and the psychology department decided to let the Ontario court know that Jordan Peterson should have social media training. And they believe that from actually a couple of things from years and years ago, how he made comments about Elliot Page, how he made comments on liberalism and politicians and transgender rights and whatnot. So it is essentially an accumulation of all the thoughts and opinions that he's had of different groups. And they tend to be groups on the left. And what's happened is that they've compiled all this evidence of all things that you said. And he said, you know, freedom of speech, that's a law. So you can say whatever you want to say within reason. However, they didn't like the way they did it. And of course, they have a right to say that. Again, Jordan Peterson isn't the head of the Ontario University. So if the head of the Ontario University and the whole psychology department want him to have training, and it's just simply that they think he could have protected and used the social media in a more safer way, as they say it, then technically, to a judge, that is viable. They can do that. So that's why for Jordan Peterson, it leaves him in a very weird position, because he has to change his character or attitude to fit in the needs of the Ontario court. So whatever they say his training should be and how it should be set out, he has to, he can still, of course, teach what he loves, teach what comes to his mind, but he has to do it in the way the Ontario University feel. So this will dramatically change Jordan Peterson in terms of his lectures and whatnot. And you also have to think of a different social and business events as well, because he will always have to think in his mind, well, if I say something that might offend someone, I'll have to go through the whole social media training process again. Which is bad, because they've obviously put him in a... I think he did actually say, Jordan Peterson, in an interview that he said, it doesn't matter if I lose my license. If I do, I'll get a license somewhere else. So, you know, Jordan Peterson clearly puts his views and beliefs strongly above, you know, having the license at the Ontario University. And the thing is, Jordan Peterson's so intelligent and so valued and appreciated that he could go to another university if he wants to. And he can go and get a license. That's fine. In fact, he wouldn't even need to have a license again. He's got so much wealth and so much impact. He wouldn't even need to get a license again. He could still go to business events and social events and probably impact a lot more people there. But I think he enjoys teaching. It's a hobby of him. It's something he loves to do. But I do think that Jordan Peterson should... Of course, he would... Me personally, I think probably he didn't even need to go for this training, right? You know, he doesn't... Technically, he wouldn't even need to go through it. But maybe it might be safe to go through at the moment, just to stick by it. But again, it's something that Jordan Peterson has to decide for himself. But I don't think Jordan Peterson should even bother personally to get a license. Reason being is because he's proven so much and he's done so much for different people in different universities and millions of people across the planet. Like, unless you know about Jordan Peterson, he's impacted millions and millions of people. So, and what's funny as well is there was this video of Jordan Peterson, and yes, of course, he was ranting. He was ranting on the video and whatnot, saying that they want to say, I need to go for social media training, saying I'm going against people's feelings and rights and whatnot, and he felt really bad about that. But again, he's obviously very strict about his views, and he's similar to an idea of Andrew Tate. Not in the sense that he's extreme as Andrew Tate, definitely not, but he's very strong in believing in his opinion. So he has conviction in his beliefs and opinions and virtue. But because he's sort of gone out giving very strong views on transgenderism and the left and psychologists and brought up politicians, he's put himself in a bad position. And that's why, as someone, it doesn't even matter of what sort of position you are or how much money you make, you have to be careful with what you say. I mean, a great example is, you know, Elon Musk. He just popped up as an ad there, but you haven't heard any stories about Elon Musk criticizing other people and other psychologists and businessmen. He did say something about the feds because they tax him highly, but pretty much all of it is him, Jordan Peterson, going at other people because he wants to make his opinion known. And of course, everyone's started to have that, but again, you have to be careful of what happens, because these things can inevitably happen. So think about it that way. What I find really interesting is that Jordan Peterson was still teaching and still doing interviews even when he was very ill. And I love that. I love that. I love the fact that he was able to do those sort of teachings and whatnot, which shows a very strong character of him. And maybe that might have influenced his views and whatnot and the way he spoke, but you got treated quite badly nonetheless. But if I go and click on here, the video literally shows lawyers who are saying that, well, a psychologist has to protect their reputation and their professionalism, and Jordan Peterson didn't. There was a liberal lecturer, psychologist, of the Judy Court, who was saying that we need to regulate the professionalism of the court and our positions. And unfortunately, Jordan Peterson didn't do that. But again, if you look, you can have a look on Instagram and socials as well. His views are very much personal. It's very much about how he thinks about the different groups and issues in society. And by all means, like, it's great to do that. But again, it's about being careful about how you do it as well. And Jordan Peterson is a very good person. He's got a great character about him. Two doses of that. But again, especially in this day and age, you have to be very careful with what you say, because you can get yourself hurt and in a bad position when you didn't even intend to. But it's not even intention all along. But nonetheless, we can't deny how influential Jordan Peterson is, the impact he's made in the world, and I can no doubt the more impact to come. So that's that. But that's it for this episode. Just ideas on Jordan Peterson. He will now undergo training. And what he also said is that he's going to post it online to make sure that people see exactly how he's being taught, which is a very smart idea, because it shows what the Ontario University's intentions are, what they actually intend to do to Jordan Peterson, how they want to teach him, why they're teaching him, what they're teaching him. And again, it's a bit of exposure. So that's actually, you could argue, a very smart move, even though what's happened in the jury court, he's almost turned it around and made it better for himself. So very smart by Jordan Peterson there. That's it for this episode. I'd highly recommend you to have a look into this for yourself. Search into it for yourself. It'd be very good. But let me know what you think about this episode. What do you think about this type of thing where, you know, we're looking into different stories, different articles, talking about it. I will see you soon. More episodes to come. Have a great day. And please take care.